everything away. People will come in with cars, load their cars, or take it to the Salvation Army and get rid of it because we had nowhere to store it. So we always gave everything away for nothing. But the last 2 weeks, we've been working on building a little garage there, 6 meter by 3 meter shed. But I don't think Joe is here yet. Joe Abella is coming. He's not here yet. But I really want to thank Joe Abella. You probably see him after. He's been working the last 2 weeks nearly every day. And he's done a wonderful job. If you go through the back there, you could see it. It's all finished now, just to build some more shelves. But I really want to thank Joe. So you can let him know that we did thank him. He's a wonderful man. Joe, look, you tell him to do something, leave him alone and he'll do it. Don't tell him what to do, and he'll do a great job. We're so blessed that Joe done that for us. Okay. This morning I would like to open with a verse of scripture, one verse in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. So if you have your Bibles, open to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Okay, it says this: "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called," listen to this, "Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." What an amazing one verse of scripture. Amazing. You know, sometimes we read the scripture and we take it so for granted. We just read and read and we don't stop and think, what is this verse saying? So we saw here four double names. And together these four double names, they assert the dual nature of the Savior. He is God become man, as we all know that. And these names help us to relate to God. They teach us what God means to us today. They help us to know Christ better. So we can have a deeper, a closer relationship with God, with Him. So now we are going to look at one of these names. We couldn't look at these four names. It will be too much to look at. But now we're going to look at one of these names simply because it's encouraging. So let's listen to these names again. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You know, reading this verse of scripture reminds us of how great and how awesome our God is. Amen? Amen. Now, last time I spoke, a few weeks ago, I spoke about the last one of these four double names. And I spoke about peace. Some of you may remember, some of you may not. But I spoke about peace. I spoke about the last one. But today we are going to look at the first name, Wonderful Counselor. What a beautiful name, Wonderful Counselor. It seems to me that never before have there been so many people searching for advice and for counsel. Have you noticed that? So many people out there looking for the advice and the counsel. So many people seem to be confused, discouraged, frustrated, fearful, hopeless, angry, depressed, and anxious. Many people out there, which we see almost on a daily basis. And many people are seeking answers, looking for guidance and direction. And never before there have been so many people claiming to have all the answers. Come to us, we have all the answers. So many competing voices calling out, "Listen to me, follow me." Have you noticed that? There are also many religions to choose from. everything from Scientology, and we know what that's all about, to Islam, to New Age spirituality, to Buddhism, Hinduism. There are experts of every kind out there. You go to anyone and they'll say, I can fix your problem. But we as Christians, we have something that no other has. You know that? We have something as Christians that no other has. We have the Word of God. We have the Word of God available to each one of us. So we're going to look, first of all, this morning at this phrase, Wonderful Counselor. See, when the scripture refers to Jesus as a wonderful counselor, it doesn't just mean that he's good at giving advice. Yes, he's good at giving advice, but not just that. It means that he understands things which are beyond the ability of our minds to comprehend. And that's why I'm always telling people, don't try to understand everything. You will never know everything about God. People will say, why is this? Why this happened? Why that happened? Why? Where is God? Don't try to understand everything, because we cannot comprehend everything. And if we knew everything, we would be like God. Only God knows everything. None of us know everything, and we will never know everything. When we meet him face to face one day, we will know a lot more than we know now. See, he knows things which only God can know. He knows the ways of God. He understands God's plans and God's purposes. His knowledge and intelligence and wisdom, they far exceed of any man who ever lived. So I think that you will all agree with me that in Jesus Christ, we have someone who is qualified to guide us and to guide our lives. Someone who is never confused or mistaken. Someone who will never lead us astray. And so why does this matter? Because I wonder sometimes. I wonder if we really see Christ as a fully competent counselor. Someone whose guidance is superior to any other. So do we really see him as someone who understands better than anyone else what life is all about? Do you see him like that? In John chapter 10, verse 10, in the New King James Version, it says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, that they may have it more abundantly. So do we believe him when he claims to be able to lead us into abundant life? Do we go to him first for help in dealing with our marriage or our children or our job? Do we seek him when we need help coming to terms with illness or depression or conflict? Yes, we know he's the Son of God. We all agree. He's the Son of God. And so we see him as omniscient, all-knowing. But when it comes to living our daily lives, do we really look to him for guidance? Do we go to him in prayer? Or do we look first to the advice of our friends, of our family, our co-workers, and then only as a last resort, we go to Christ when everything else fails, when there's no one else we can go to, then we turn to Christ as a last resort. And believe me, in the past, I have done that. When my back was against the wall and there was no other one, no one else to turn to, no friends, then Christ comes in. Or do we first go to the professionals and experts to help us rather than going to the Son of God? Now, of course, we have to use wisdom. We need to let others help us. If we get sick, for example, it's common sense to go to the doctor. We need to seek other people's advice as well and counseling. Don't be like that person who was on an island and there was a huge storm coming and water started rising and he's crying to God, God, I know you won't let me down. I trust in you. You will not let me down. You're going to save me. And one boat comes along and says, come on, jump in. Look at the water. It's already up to your knees. You're going to drown. No, God will save me. I know God will save me. I trust in God. There's no one like my God. You can all go, but no, God will save me. Anyway, another boat came along, and this time the water was up to his waist. And the person on the boat goes, jump in the boat. You're going to drown. Look at you. No, God will save me. I trust in God. I know he will save me. I trust his promises. He will save me. He will look after me. So the third boat comes along, and the water is up to his neck this time. And he said, jump in, you're going to drown. He said, no, I trust in God. I'm going to keep trusting in God because he's going to save me. So anyway, unfortunately, the person drowned. He went before God. And he said, God, I don't believe what you've done to me. You let me drown. I thought you would save me. God said, I've sent you 3 boats to save you. What more do you want? So we need to use wisdom, of course. So I'm not saying we should never seek help from other people. That's not what I'm saying here. Or that no one should ever see a professional counselor. Not saying that at all. I'm saying that we should go to others for help as a secondary and not primary. Because Jesus is the only one who truly understands how life works. And today I want to tell you to look to Christ first, not last, first, whenever you need advice or guidance or counsel. Look to Christ first. And I also want to tell you this morning that God is the source of all wisdom. Wisdom about how to live comes from God. And we have access to that wisdom through Jesus Christ. And through his spirit. Let's just look at Job chapter 12, verse 13. That's Job chapter 12, verse 13. To God belong wisdom and power, counsel and understanding are his. What a beautiful verse. Perfect wisdom is only in him. Wisdom in the world comes from him. True wisdom is to be found in God alone. We know that God made all things, and we know that he sustains all things also. He made the whole universe. His wisdom is displayed in making the world and all the things that is in the world. We'll just read James chapter 1, verse 5 also. Okay, that's James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. What a promise. Do we stand on those promises? James teaches that the only source of godly wisdom is God himself. God is the source of wisdom. So who are we going to ask for wisdom? James here is inviting us to employ a quality of wisdom that exceeds the early kind of wisdom. If we ask God for wisdom, we should receive it. The promise is very clear in the Bible. If we lack wisdom and ask God for it. It will be given to us. We know God delights in giving. He delights in giving. He's a generous God. And His character is to give. That's God's character, to bless His children. In Mark chapter 11, verse 24, it says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be given to you." There's no maybes. It will be given to you. The Bible is God's word, of course, and it cannot lie. It cannot be mistaken. Therefore, the Bible is completely true from beginning to the end. Now, you have everything you need to live the life God intends for you, right here in the Bible. Can't be mistaken. Wherever you're going through, look to God first. Let's look at Colossians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Colossians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and unity, united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Jesus Christ doesn't reveal the wisdom of God to us. He is the wisdom of God. In Him are hidden all the treasures, the Bible tells us, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now you tell me, who would you rather have giving you advice on how to raise your children, for example? Is it Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God, or some guy who graduated with a degree? Doesn't compare, does it? Who do you think understands people better? Isn't it the one who created us in the first place? What we need to do is to receive wisdom. We need to receive that wisdom. So how do we receive that wisdom? We look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. That's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always, always keep on praying for all the saints." So to receive wisdom, what do we need to do? We need to pray. When we pray, the Holy Spirit gets involved in helping us to pray. He guides our prayers. He changes our hearts. He enables and empowers our prayers. That's what the Holy Spirit does. So what does it mean to pray in the Spirit? Yes, it means we can pray in tongues. That's great. It means we can pray in tongues. But also, it means to pray in the power and freedom of the indwelling Spirit given to us. We all have, as Christians, we have this Holy Spirit dwelling within each one of us. It also means to rely on Christ, trusting that our prayers will be heard because of His merit, rather than our own righteousness. It means offering to God the outpouring of our hearts. It means being genuine and trusting in Christ alone. Who else would we trust but Christ? If we do that, then the Spirit will help us to pray. Why is that important? Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. And so as we pray, He becomes our counselor. Amen? He becomes our counselor. And as we pray, and as we read, the Spirit opens our minds to understand and open our hearts to accept the wisdom that we need. And for instance, if we need guidance and direction regarding an issue, let's say about our marriage, as we read the scriptures and as we pray about the issue, then the Holy Spirit works in our hearts and minds to give us the insight that we need at that time. It doesn't always come quickly. You know, there's been times when I prayed and prayed and nothing happens. We want instant prayer. Lord, where are you? When we pray and nothing happens. Lord, I've been praying for a whole hour now and nothing happened. It doesn't always come quickly. Sometimes God wants to teach us something. Maybe God wants to teach us patience. Or maybe God is saying, just wait. Or maybe it's not the right time. I don't understand why. I've seen instant healings, for example. You know, a couple of ladies that came to our grow group one time, a long time ago. They came to our grow group and we didn't know them. They just walked in. They knocked and walked in. And one of them said, oh, I got this sore back. She said, I'm in so much pain. And he said, well, you believe God can heal you? She said, yeah, I believe God can heal me. But I haven't been healed. I said, well, we can only pray. We can't heal you, but we can pray that the Holy Spirit will intervene. And we prayed for her. She left. She didn't say nothing. This was a Tuesday. On that Saturday, we had a dinner at the church. And we invited her, and she came along. And to be honest with you, I forgot about that we prayed for her. And she approached me, and she said, you know, when you prayed, instantly I was healed. She said, but I didn't want to tell you it was there and then, because I wanted to make sure that it wasn't something in my mind. Sometimes God does that. Instantly, He heals. I've told you a number of times now about my back, how instantly I was healed when I got prayed here by a pastor, Frank Weber. Instantly I was healed. Sometimes we instantly. Other times we wait. We don't know why. One day we'll face God and maybe we can ask Him, Lord, why didn't you heal him? Why didn't you do this for us? To be honest with you, it's just when God answers the prayer, God answers the prayer. Doesn't just always happen instantly. We have to continue asking. We have to continue seeking. We have to continue knocking. But the Spirit will give us the wisdom that we need at the time. Because He is the Spirit of Christ and the Spirit of wisdom. And if you are a Christian today, then the Holy Spirit, as I said before, is in you. He will direct your path. Believe me, that as you pray, He will direct your path. And I just like to read two verses of Scripture here in John chapter 14, 26 and 15, 26. That's John chapter 14, verse 26. But the counselor, again, this is Jesus' words, not mine. As you see there in red, Jesus is speaking. But the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. And again in chapter 15, verse 26. When the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, He will testify about me. I don't know how much more proof we need if we believe in God. If we believe in God, we've got to believe in the Bible. And so, here Jesus here speaks of the Counselor He was going to send us, the Holy Spirit. And we now have access to that Counselor. And in conclusion this morning, seek help and counsel from other believers as well. Yeah. Again, I'm not saying don't seek help from other people. God never intended that we should be spiritual long rangers. He has placed us in a body, the body of Christ. so that we can minister to one another. And one of the ways we do that is by giving counsel to one another. And when you need help with an issue, seek out those who are more mature in the things of God, who are more mature in the faith, and ask for help, and let God speak to you through them. God will speak through other people. And I really believe that God, today God wants to reveal His will to us. He doesn't intend for us to walk around in the dark, looking in vain for some guidance or help from someone who called themselves spiritual. And nor does He intend for us to seek wisdom and insight from the world. You know what wisdom the world will give you. God wants us to walk with Him. And if we look to Jesus and place our trust in God, then we will find that His counsel is the only counsel we will ever need and the best counsel we could ever find. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. Lord, we do thank you, Father, that you've promised us to send us your counselor, the Holy Spirit. And we believe, Lord, by faith we believe that the Holy Spirit is here right now, Father, ministering to each one of us. We're forever so grateful, Lord God, that we do have the Holy Spirit. Because I don't know where we would be without Him. I don't know where we would be without the Holy Spirit in our lives. Lord, we live in a confused world, Lord God. We live in a world full of pain, full of sorrow. But Lord, we help us to trust in you, Father, that in all things, in everything that happens, that we know you're in control. You're in control of all things, Lord. So, Father, we just bless you this day, Father. We thank you for your word, Lord God. Lord, this is not my word. This is your word, Lord God. And I just pray, Father, that you will touch us with this word, Lord, that we will live this word, Father. Lord, not just to hear it and then it goes in one ear or out the other, but Lord, to live it. The best way to remember God's word is to live His word, the word that He speaks to us. So, Father, we bless you again this day, and we thank you in Jesus' name. If you need prayer this morning, be more than happy to pray for you.